tickets now at LiveNation.com. Dress to impress.
Okay, let's check in with Bobby and a special guest who I understand is always giving back to those less fortunate.
That's right.
So, Bobby, good morning. And who's your special guest?
Well, good morning, Shirley. My guest is Miss Patricia Daniels. She is the founder of the Ryan Odell Mance Memorial Scholarship Foundation. They are gearing up for their 9th annual Evening of Jazz and Scholarship Awards dinner. Miss Daniels, you've turned a personal tragedy into a new life's mission. Tell us about the event coming up this Saturday where you're providing scholarships for young men.
Well, the Scholarship Awards dinner benefit is in memory of my son, Ryan. Mm-hmm. We do it because it is, as I said, in memory of Ryan. It's about those like him and those that had the same dreams that Ryan had. And that is about going on to college to further their education. So this year we will be giving 9 $2,000 scholarships to 9 wonderful, bright and talented young men. So we're excited about that. And every year we try to add more young men to it. And this year we have 3 new young men and 6 returning scholarship recipients. So
I love that. That is fantastic. So give us all the details about the event, where, when, and of course a website.
Okay. The event is Saturday, July 15th. We're having it, and it starts at 7, and we're having it at Camelot by Martins. Mm-hmm. And the website for the event is www.ryanomancefoundation.org.
Well, Ms. Daniels, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. And I know you're going to have a great event.
Thank you so much, Mr. Galen. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about it.
You're very welcome. My special guest there, Patricia Daniels, the founder of the Ryan Odell Mance Memorial Scholarship Foundation. Okay, we'll be back with another update for you at 8:35. Make sure you join us. But right now, let's check traffic. Tony?
Thank you, Bobby. This traffic update is brought to you by...